Morning and welcome to The Drive. It is February 16th on a Friday. Hope you guys are having a good week. It's almost over for most of you. You got the weekend coming to be able to do some errands, to hopefully do some fun things. I know the weekend flies by too fast, right? But nonetheless, it's almost here. It is 6:46 a.m. 53 degrees. It's nice and cool outside. Loving this weather, getting closer to summer, but still have some time of coolness, you know, absent, minus humidity, which is nice. I do like the summer, though, too, as well. I know when we moved here from Southern California, you know, in Southern California, my wife went to the parks. There's all kinds of parks everywhere, and it's essentially 72 degrees, so weather never was, like, a factor for her. She always went to parks. We moved here in the summer, in June 2017, and she realized, yeah, it's not gonna work. She went to a park one time for like 5 to 10 minutes. The girls were drenched in sweat and about to have heat stroke, and so it's like she was miserable at first. Brianna's my wife was like, what am I gonna do? Like, this is what we did for recreation, for exercise and all that. And so, but then the next year we found out about the swim club, and then we did that. And so then a few days a week, she goes to the swim club in the summer, and they swim, and they get exercise, and they get stronger, but they also have fun, and so, problem solved. But as we continue on with Jesus' words, let me actually pull out of the driveway really quick. My windows are foggy. I'm waiting for them to defog, but they are not, so I'm just going to open the windows. Sorry about the sound in the background. It's the windows opening. Jesus says this, and then we're going to talk about it as I'm driving. He says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? All right. Let me pull out of the driveway here. Do not be anxious about your life. I mean, it's a great thing to think about. It's a great thing to say. I mean, it's, like, easy to say, right? But is it hard to do? Sometimes, yeah. Because what we do is we innately worry about everything. We worry about things that aren't even going to happen. You know, in teachings at certain points and as a pastor, I study statistics and different studies, and one of the things that always astounds me is the amount of worrying we do about things that are literally never going to happen. I can't remember the exact statistic, but it's something like almost 90%, might even be more, of the things we worry about don't come to pass. So in other words, we're wasting our life. We're wasting our time worrying about fictitious things or things that could be. And I think that a lot of the times as people and as Christians, we get hung up on a two-word question. What if? What if? What if this happens? What if I do this and it fails? What if I take a chance here and it totally ends up in destruction? What if, you know what I mean? Like, it can go on and on and on. And if we're not careful, if we let, you know, entertain these thoughts and these worries, then we're just going to be anxious all the time. We're going to be unsettled all the time. And God never called us to be unsettled all the time. He never said, well, you're doing the right thing if you're worrying. He never said, be a little bit more anxious, just in case. But Jesus makes it clear. Don't be anxious about your life. And he goes on, we're not going to read all of the passages, but he goes on in Matthew and he talks about how God's going to provide for you. God created you and he's going to sustain you. If God feeds the birds of the field who don't even worry about it, like, he's going to feed his kids. And oftentimes that looks, you think about it, like, well, what about someone who's poor who reads this? What about someone who's living under a bridge? You know, my last church, I had a guy, he was homeless, he was living under a bridge before the Lord opened a door for him to get a job, and he took initiative and went and go and got a job and is doing super well. But what about those who seemingly have nothing and they read these verses and they're Christian? Do they go, well, that doesn't apply to me? No, but here's the thing. The Christian is part of a community. You know, at our church, we have a homeless outreach that a couple runs. And what we do is we gather together. We gather supplies. We make food. We get some medical stuff. We put it all together and we go out and we provide for these homeless people. And the response is amazing, because what they do is they go, praise the Lord, He provided, thank you. They give honor to God. Not all of them, but a lot of the time they give honor and glory to God, because God used other people to provide for them. And you know, the Proverbs have a lot to say about those who don't help the poor and the repercussions for that. And we have the privilege of, you know, as the saying goes, being the Lord's hands and feet in order to get out there into the world to make an eternal impact, to practically help. But those of us who are provided for, who do have enough, who oftentimes have more than enough, like, there's no use being anxious. And I don't want to discount the 5% of people that are actually anxious and need to take medication. I get it. I've worked with and counseled those people too, and that does exist. We're not trying to deny that. But for those who are just anxious on a regular basis, like, literally for no reason, it's time to allow the Lord to annihilate that anxiety and walk in peace, knowing you have rest in your heart from the Lord, knowing that He is the only one who can settle your unsettled heart. So when you go into that, when you go into that work meeting, when you have that confrontation, when you have to address something with a, you know, friend that things went sideways and things were said, and you want to iron things out and you want to see restoration and reconciliation, don't be anxious. When you're going to school and you have a test, read the scriptures, pray. Don't be anxious. God's got you. He provides for you. He sustains you. And He's with you always. I mean, that fact should bless us like crazy, to where we're like, I'm good. No matter what external circumstances happen, no matter what happens in life all around us, no matter what chaos we see, we have calm in our heart. Because the Lord never gave us a spirit of fear, power, love, and sound mind. That's what He gave us. So let the worry wash away. Let the fear fall. Let God annihilate the anxiety, and walk with heart rest and heart peace, because that's what God gives. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing weekend and a blessed Friday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.